And as international efforts to tackle the Ebola outbreak gathers momentum, Ghana has introduced additional measures to contain any outbreak at all government hospitals across the country. From now on, any patient who reports at any health facility with any kind of disease will be screened for possible signs and symptoms of Ebola. This came up at Tema during an Ebola simulation exercise at the Tema General Hospital. About 30 health personnel were taken through stages of handling an Ebola patient. Yvonne Atilego witnessed the simulation exercise and reports.
The simulation exercise took the form of handling a patient who reports at the hospital and the process that follows afterwards. Health personnel were neatly dressed in their PPEs, armed with equipment needed for the simulation exercise. The isolation unit has also been equipped. Health personnel involved in the exercise express confidence in handling any such case should it be reported.
Yes, I should say we see ourselves ready because we have gone for training and then we have been assured that when the conditions come, the logistics and things are there.
Oh yes, of course we are ready. From the way we responded when the patient was brought in, when we did the triaging, then bringing the patient here, the doctor attending him and the nurses taking the blood samples and then setting the IV line to treat. The patient is vomiting. So fluid is lost and needs to be replaced. And you see the doctor doing it and the nurse supporting the doctor. So we are ready.
During the exercise, few lapses occurred concerning timeliness of health personnel in attending to an Ebola patient. But the director of Institutional Care Division of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Samokaba, said there is no cause for alarm.
One of the things we need to get clear is that even after this exercise, we are better than before. So I believe, and I believe strongly in that, yes, we will be ready to handle any case should we have it. The health staff, their morale has been boosted. They now understand what it takes, and we'll be checking into all the little mistakes that we would have made. We will correct them, and then we'll make things a better way.
Dr. Kaba also took time to explain the process of detecting a patient with Ebola.
What we saw was a patient who was suspected. He was being brought by a taxi to the Tema General Hospital, to the case holding place. Over there, you got a group of nurses who received the case, and then the relative of the case. Then they did all the necessary things to treat and give the patient the first aid, and then took a sample sent to Noguchi. Noguchi calls back that the sample is positive. Then from there, once it's positive, you move the patient to the treatment center and then you give him the treatment. Then we simulated that this patient did die. So with that, you call in the AMA, which is the burial team, and then they evacuate the patient to the burial ground. Then we also have a grave dirt duct, and then the patient is being buried.
Simulation exercise will be continued regularly to equip health personnel across the country.